Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
One Texas mother gave chase after her BMW was taken for a joyride by her teenage son. Aaron Martinez, who is 14, has been dubbed the El Paso Ferris Bueller as he hatched a plan to sneak out of his Texas home by turning off the Wi-Fi. At that point, apparently she said, it blocks out my cameras, my home security. I don't see when the doors are being opened or closed. Lisa is the mother. She was at work, unaware that Aaron had left in the car to pick up his friend. That friend's mom found out and contacted Lisa. She said, I immediately called my daughter and I told her, go outside, see if my car is there. And she said, nope, it's not there. So Lisa sped home, picked up her daughter Liza, who recorded the whole ordeal and posted it on social media. Now, they tracked him down at a nearby intersection. Lisa screamed for her son to pull over. Once he stopped, Lisa hopped out to teach him a lesson, disciplining him there, right there on the side of the road with a belt. She beat his ass
in the street
and filmed it.
That's
and
awesome.
Posted it on social media.
How do you like it now, El Paso Ferris Bueller?
Yeah. So she said, it's my son's well-being, his livelihood, his best friend's well-being, not to mention all the other people on the roadways. He's 14. He shouldn't be driving. As a result, her son may think twice about pulling a stunt like that again. And he said, I deserved it. I made a bad choice, and I won't
You're right, Mama.
And I won't do it again.
Thanks for beating my ass.
But it's not the first time that Aaron took one of his parents' cars, so he was grounded till further notice.
Well, the fact that this little prick is jamming the home security system.
Yeah. His mom.
This is not going to be the last time.
His mom also took his door off its hinges and confiscated his electronics, so he's not going to be able to do it anymore.
Wow.
Let's see. This is going to be super short. I apologize as we have more guests. No, you know what? I'll do two more. Okay, so kids have creative ways of following rules. A 17-year-old in England was upset after his school, Spalding Grammar School, created a rule banning sixth graders from carrying bags between classes. The school said it was because injury was being caused to younger students because of ever larger bags being carried on their shoulders. Instead, they're encouraged to carry books by hand between classes.
Well, old school.
Well, Jacob Ford silently protested the rule by using a wicker basket and a microwave oven to carry his books around in.
That's pretty good.
He also wrote a 3,000-word essay in which he says a compromise could be made. He got suspended for 2 days after he refused to hand over his cell phone, which he was using to keep his mom informed about how his silent protest was going. And then one last story. Oh, my God. A sculpture in New Zealand is being changed after at least two birds have been impaled on it.
What is it?
Artist David McCracken's Diminish and Ascend Staircase was installed in the middle of a lake at the Christchurch Botanical Garden and is designed to give it the illusion of a stairway leading from the lake into the sky. But it ends in a sharp point, which has proven fatal to a few birds. Birds
Jeez.
Are coming impaled on this artwork.
Wow.
McCracken said, it's not really the image you want. You know, dead birds bleeding down the end of the sculpture. If somebody has a photo of it, I'd really like to see it. I can only assume that the birds flew straight at it and were not able to see it. Obviously, I have to do something about it, he said.
It's similar to the brand new bridge that they built going from Summers Point into Ocean City.
Yes.
For some reason, the design of this bridge is just killing seagulls left and right.
They're colliding with it?
They're colliding with cars now.
Oh, boy.
As a result,
dude,
yeah.
And my basketball backboard.
Yes.
I mean, every now and then I come
Are
out.
Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, because it's see-through. You know, it's clear, and you just fly right into it.
Well, that sucks.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking it.
You have a little triage set up for your all the wounded birds.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Two students at Bartow Middle School, this is in Florida, came to school with knives and they planned to attack students last week.
Yeah, I saw this.
The school resource officer was alerted to a complaint about armed students around 1:30 in the afternoon. Police said the girls allegedly planned to kill as many as 15 students. The staff found the two girls in a bathroom during class time prior to carrying out their plans. They were arrested and removed from campus. No one was hurt. School staff initially caught wind of the possible plot on Monday when a student told a teacher that one of the suspects said not to come to a part of the school on that particular day. In response, multiple police officers were on campus. After the first period, the mother of one of the suspects received a notice from the school that her daughter had not shown up for second period. Her mother called that school and said that her daughter had been dropped off that morning. Upon receiving that call, the principal organized school staff and law enforcement to conduct a search of the school. The assistant principal found the girls in a bathroom with a goblet And the girls were brought to the principal's office, and one was asked to empty her pockets. When she did, they found a paring knife and a sharpener. Staff asked the girl why she had the weapon, and she said that she and the girl were plotting to attack and kill as many students as they could.
What was the goblet for?
They then, well, it sounds like they may have been wanting to put blood in it or something like that. They didn't say, but that's the assumption I take away from this. Police then searched the girls and found several more knives, including a butcher knife. Both girls said, told detectives they had been plotting to kill at least 15 people and had been hiding in the bathroom to wait for smaller students they could overpower to be their victims.
Oh my God.
Police said the girls told detectives they are practicing Satanists.
Well, there you go.
During a search, one of the girls' phones, a detective said that they found a message that the girls planned to leave body parts at the entrance and then kill themselves. Two.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, that's a downer.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't happen, but that's just insane. Thank God they nipped that in the bud. All right, how about this one? A little less intense. Some acts of love are more extreme than others. 23-year-old Paulina Landeros from Guadalajara, Mexico, wasn't getting along with her family after they disapproved of her getting several tattoos and body modifications. So out of spite, she removed her belly button and gave it to her boyfriend.
She took her belly button out?
What?
How do you remove your belly button? What, with a melon baller?
I don't know. So she took her belly button out and she gave it to her boyfriend Daniel as a gift.
I didn't know those were removable.
It was a couple of years ago, and she said in a recent interview she now regrets...
Can you take your rectum out?
...having her belly button removed and has since made up with her family. So
listen, put your belly button back in and we'll talk about this.
I don't know what...
Crazy. You know how kids remove body parts now and then?
Yeah, so she is. She regrets removing her belly button.
That's weird.
You could seal it up.
Police were able to track down a suspect who fled on foot after a citizen chased him down on a lawnmower and held him until officers arrived.
Was it a push lawnmower?
I think it was a riding mower. Okay. Officers responded to Wells Fargo.
You don't even need the lawnmower. You could just run it.
Right. He's pushing it down the road. With a report, they had a report of fraud. A bank manager reported a woman attempted to cash $2,800 check in the drive-thru.
Crime of the century.
And was told she could only receive $1,000 cash back. The woman then asked for her check and ID back, and the teller and manager grew suspicious. The bank manager was able to verify the woman was not who she said she was, and the purse she was in possession of was recently stolen. When an officer arrived, the woman accelerated out of the bank lot and did not stop for the officer. The driver lost control of the vehicle, striking a curb, making it inoperable. The driver, Deborah Gerbase, was arrested, and the passenger ran from the vehicle. So it was a guy who used the lawnmower to track down the passenger, Deandra France, and caught up with him and held him down until authorities arrived. Thank God he had a lawnmower.
So the pursuer was on a lawnmower.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know what, though? You got me thinking, though, Steve. With the propelled lawnmower, you could ride it. You just wouldn't be able to steer it, and it would be weird.
You could jump on it.
You could jump on it and hold the thing down.
You could just let it drag you as you held the
could
handle
do that as well.
The back wheels are the ones that pull you along.
You could do that,
but
too.
The blade would be sticking up and might hurt people. There's a way to do it if you're smart.
Apparently, certain things don't get less funny as people age. The Marine Corps T-34C crew flew over a remote area of Southern California and used their plane to mark out a gigantic penis pattern with their GPS position.
For what sort of military operation was this?
I don't really know.
Operation Shoot Your Load?
The incident comes a year after the Navy was forced to apologize for a similar incident when a fighter pilot used his contrails to draw a penis.
Sorry what we did there in the canyon.
In the sky over Washington. In this new case, however, experts say it's unlikely anyone on the ground saw the phallic flight path, as the plane wouldn't have left white air trails in the atmospheric conditions that day.
Yeah, Preston, they did pubic hair around the Grand Canyon. They had to apologize for that.
Major Joseph Patterson, a spokesman for the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing, said, "We opened an investigation that is underway as we speak. Uh-huh. More to follow soon."
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.